This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, of course, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Friday edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning, and broadcasting, of course, from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country and around the world via the internet, and of course via satellite up on the GCN network. Now, as always, we do want to give a special shout out to all of our active military members, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working right now all across the land, all across America, on the Third Watch, and you're keeping America rolling along, we appreciate that. And by the way, we appreciate especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done. We got our FedEx, our UPS drivers out there, our bulk mail center haulers, and of course our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, so that we can get where we need to go. And we don't want to forget our Amazon warehouse workers that are listening, and Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Simply go to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on Gab, on MeWe, on Truth Social, Getter. And, of course, we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go on over there. You can find out more about the program, about Captain Matt Bruce, and about all the other different regular contributors that we have to the program as well. And, by the way, we are broadcasting via Southern California this morning, and our temporary call-in line for listeners is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. If you'd like to call in, if you'd like to opine, if you have a question or comment, we want to know what's on your mind. So give us a call, 949-629-3212. And, of course, at the beginning of every broadcast, Captain Matt Bruce always recites the Pledge of Allegiance. And wherever you are right now, I invite you to recite it along with me as well. Ready? We'll begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And of course, as you know, Captain Matt Bruce always emphasizes those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, 24 hours ago, we were talking about the House voting to pass the debt deal that was agreed to. And now here we are 24 hours later, and we are seeing now that the Senate has now voted to pass that very same piece of legislation. It was voted 63-36. You had 4 Democrats. You had 31 Republicans and 1 independent. Of course, that would be Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and he voted no on it. Well, of course, of course. And, of course, we had it passed in the House 314-117, and it was, again, majorities of both parties in the House. Now, you had a lot of Republican senators who did vote no against this. And of course, you had four Democrats that voted no against this, basically. And of course, you got Bernie Sanders in the mix as well. I'm not surprised that Bernie Sanders voted no, but that's not really a point. The point is, I think that you've got the beginnings here of some changes in how the electorate is their expectations of the members of Congress or members of the House and the senators. And their expectations, I think, are very, very clear, because I think there's going to be some blurring of the lines a little bit, only when it comes to trying to get past any real stagnation or real gridlock. I think people are kind of sick of gridlock at this point. As you heard the captain last hour say, is it the best deal? Well, of course not. It's not the best deal. And unfortunately, in our system, it's kind of designed so that each side is not going to get every single thing that it wants. But if you head back to the days of Ronald Reagan, when in his negotiations, his philosophy was always that everybody would walk away from the table with something. And of course, when I'm talking about that, I mean, you know, negotiating in good faith, trying to come to some kind of resolution so that everybody can get something, everybody can be happy, and we can move forward and do the business of the American people. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about when I invoke Reagan, because he just had a knack for that. And unfortunately, sometimes we thought it was rough and tumble back then. I mean, we thought it was really something back then, right? It was, you know, could be mean-spirited or this and that. But something I remember Ronald Reagan talking about, I think he was at some function or event, and there was Tip O'Neill. And some of you might not remember, you might be too young at this point, but Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House. He was a stalwart. He was a very tough individual, and he was incredibly liberal, right? And he would stand against Ronald Reagan. So these two guys, right, they were on opposite sides of the planet pretty much. But yet Reagan said, after 6 p.m., we can all be friends. We can all talk about the things. You know, we can get together and be friendly with one another. I think that really stuck with me. And yes, you stick to your guns, and you make sure that you stand on, you know, you defend that hill. Time making progress for America is always going to be a good thing. So I want to know what you think. 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. Let me know what you think about this debt deal passing in the Senate. Love to hear from you. We're back with much more right after this. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Yes, sir. Lock it in. Join the Captain's Army. Glad to have you on board. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on this Friday morning edition of the program. And, you know, residents in Oakland are saying they can't live like this anymore. They can't take it anymore. We're going to tell you why they are saying that here in just a few moments. We'll also be talking about Governor DeSantis, and we have, of course, President Trump. And they're out there on the campaign trail right now, and they are trading some barbs. There's no doubt about that. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by MyPillow. And, of course, listeners to the show know how Captain Matt always tells everybody about the great products at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's company, of course. And from the Giza sheets to the MyPillow 2.0, the slippers and the towel sets, you really can't go wrong. You want to head over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And you want to remember this. You want to remember to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Promo code CAPTAIN is what you need in order to be able to have a deep discounts and save a lot of money on these different products. And, you know, everyone in my family, a professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. And also, Mrs. Professor and I, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night. We love them. They're the best sheets we've ever had. And the towel sets, everybody in my family, we've got the MyPillow towels. And I don't think we'll ever buy another kind of towel again. As long as MyPillow's making them, we'll buy them. Because I really can tell you, we can vouch for these things, folks. And the slippers, back at the beginning of the year, here in Southern California. And by the way, it's June gloom. It's June the 2nd, but it's been June gloom. In fact, my family was telling me, Mrs. Professor was telling me, that for the week that I was in Tampa, guest hosting the program, and of course it was very sunny in Tampa, but for the whole week it was June gloom. Here in Southern California. And so I get back and I think it's going to be sunny. But it's not. It's June gloom, and it's like with a vengeance or something. But during the beginning of the year, when it was raining and raining, it would rain for days and weeks on end.
Those MyPillow slippers kept my feet toasty warm, and I'd be on the program at night with Captain Matt Bruce. My feet were toasty warm all the time. So didn't have to worry about that. So head on over to MyPillow.com is what I'm getting at. Head on over to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN and save a lot of money. In fact, you can save on the MyPillow Giza bedsheet sets as low as $29.98. Slippers, sandals, and slides now as low as $19.95 with your promo code, which is CAPTAIN. And if you don't want to go online and make a purchase, that's fine. They got you covered. You can dial the number that they have set up, the 800 number, 1-800-641-5459. 1-800-641-5459. You can talk to a real person. They'll help you out. Give them the promo code CAPTAIN, and you are on your way. So definitely check them out. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right. Well, these California residents, this from Fox, California residents furious with Oakland officials over increased violence. Can't live like this, quote unquote. Residents of Oakland, California were furious with city officials on Tuesday night during a meeting about the increased crime and violence taking place in their city. Nearly 500 people reportedly attended the meeting, which was called for by District 1 City Council member Dan Kalb. Joining Kalb on stage were interim Oakland Police Department Captain Jeff Thompson and interim chief of the Department of Violence Prevention, Kendrell Killens. Just last week, three girls and six boys, 12 to 17 years of age, were arrested for nearly three dozen robberies that terrorized the community. So these are very young people. 12 years old? Really? Citywide, robberies have increased 7% from the same period last year, Oakland police statistics had revealed. Authorities said they are alarmed to see more juveniles involved in crime. Well, it is alarming. There's no doubt about that. You know, of course, you know, when we take a look at how some of these cities have been run, the policies, big blue cities, you know, Democrat officials in charge, we're starting to see a lot of this. We're seeing a lot more of this. And I don't think that it's too much of a stretch to figure out that you look at some of these different policies, these attitudes. And you've got a general deterioration going on. It's incredibly sad. I've been to Oakland on several occasions. You know, when we travel to Northern California, go up near San Francisco. You know, we talked about San Francisco on the program yesterday, 24 hours ago here on the program. And because we were talking about Mayor London Breed and the big problems they're having, they're trying to lure the companies back. That's what we were talking about then. They're trying to lure the companies back because they let it go to seed and the companies get up and leave. And it's interesting to note, too, I think no matter how, quote-unquote, woke the company might be, they still can't exist in an environment where they simply can't have their workers be safe or the merchandise doesn't just disappear off the shelves because someone comes in and fills up a duffel bag full of stuff. So even – and so it just goes to show, it doesn't matter how woke or not woke you are. The reality on the ground is what is going to dictate your actions, basically, as a company, as a brand. So, and as I said, I've been to Oakland many times. Actually, I've been to one Oakland A's game, and it was a lot of fun. And some people we were visiting, and some people had some really good tickets. They were literally right behind third base, and down near in the field level. And so we had a great time that day. We got to go, and my son was younger then; he was just starting to play baseball, and so it was a great time. But Oakland, of course, is suffering. It's suffering. And now you've got more juveniles involved in crime there. Earlier this month, the city saw 100 robberies in a week, with 50 taking place over a single weekend, according to Oakland police. The robberies that happened included acts like carjackings, shootings, and assaults. Now, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I'm not trying to get you depressed here in the morning hours. But this is real stuff. And unfortunately, it's all too true. But at the same time, it can be very preventable. And how is it preventable? Well, I think what's happened with some of these very far left policies and very far left ideologies is that it literally dismantles the kinds of things that actually make our society go, that actually bind our society together. And a lot of this has come from racism, or the calling of race. You know, every single thing is racist. Now, as I grew up, by the way, as I grew up, you know, I learned about Dr. Martin Luther King. I learned about the I Have a Dream speech. My perspective on America was that, wow, America actually moves in the right moral direction. I've said this many times on my show as well, and that is, you know, that America moves in the right moral direction, and the Constitution allows for that. And the American people have always been, I think, good. But what's happened in very recent times is you've had people trying to capitalize on this notion that America is systemically racist. America cannot stand because it's based on evil and all this kind of thing. And that's one of the reasons I think Captain Matt Bruce always emphasizes the two words under God from the pledge, because America was founded on Judeo-Christian values, because it was. And America's is always striving to be better. And I'll invoke Reagan again. America's best days are always ahead. And why is that? Because it can move in the right moral direction. Civil rights was moving in the right moral direction. But now we're taking everything that's been accomplished through that in our society, dismantling it for political gain. And this is where you get the idea, well, you can't put anybody in jail. You can't have bail. You can't actually enforce the law, because the law is inherently racist. All the police, and of course we know this is not true, but somehow all the police are bad, they're all racist, and all this kind of, this is ridiculous nonsense. But this is the kind of thing that comes from that. And we have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful indeed, because it's easy to tear it down. It's easy to say, okay, well, you know, we're not going to do it the way we did it before. We're not going to enforce the law. And then it falls apart. That's easy, quote unquote, because it happens rapidly. But trying to put it back together again, put Humpty Dumpty back together again, that's hard. That's not something that you're able, that you can't just flip a switch because the damage is done. But we're not going to let that stand. That's what this program is about, and we hope that's what you're about, and we want to hear from you. 949-629-3212. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the program as we roll across your radio dial. We will see you on the other side of the break. Got to pay a couple of bills, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Senate is rushing to pass the debt ceiling bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they will stay in session until it's passed.
Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default.
A vote could come as early as tonight. Journalists who work for media giant Gannett, which owns the USA Today and hundreds of local newspapers, plan to go on strike next week, citing gross mismanagement by the company's CEO. The union wants Gannett to issue a vote of no confidence in Mike Reed. They claim he doesn't see the long-term value of investing in journalists. The NBA Finals begin tonight. The Denver Nuggets will host the Miami Heat for Game 1 in Denver this evening. The Nuggets are making making their first ever appearance in the NBA Finals after beating the Lakers. The Heat are set to make their second appearance in the NBA Finals in the last 4 years after beating the Celtics. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Captain's America, Third Watch.
Yes, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on this Friday morning edition of the program. And we hope that you are well. We hope that you're doing just fine wherever you are, especially if you're traveling across the highways and byways. We're glad to be riding along with you. And we do want to hear from you, 949-629-3212. That's the temporary call-in listener line this week, 949-629-3212. If you'd like to call in and opine, we'd love to hear from you. And we're going to be talking here in just a moment about, well, we're going to talk about Joe Biden and the fall that he took at the Air Force Academy. Then also, of course, we've got DeSantis, we've got Trump out there on the campaign trail trading some barbs here and there. And that's going to heat up. It's going to heat up. It's all very interesting, even going out the gate, isn't it? But first, I want to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by the great folks over at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and they're in St. Petersburg, caring hands, helping sore feet. They're also known for their wound care as well, and you definitely want to find out more about them because at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. You know, their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry, and their trained podiatrists are going to spend most of their time listening to you. And they're going to spend most of their time listening and understanding your concerns, discussing the best treatment options for you. And that's because the patients are their first priority, and you can count on that.
at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They strive to provide you with the highest quality foot and ankle care available. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com is the website. That's AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. Go on over there, visit them, and find out more about them, and I don't think that you'll be sorry. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. All right, once again, folks, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here as we stroll through the overnight hours on your radio dial. And, you know, I do want to bring up, again, this the fall that President Biden took. That was a very that was a nasty fall. Joe Biden, of course, is 80 years old. He's you know, prone to this, unfortunately. I mean, we all, you know, if you're watching the news channels and so forth, you're seeing the compilations being played of Joe Biden tripping, going up the stairs and so forth. But again, what's the percentage of trips and falls that we're seeing when, you know, because the cameras aren't rolling all the time, obviously. And so it does beg that question. I do think it will have an effect on voters. I do think it will have an effect on those that are, you know, considering perhaps throwing their hat into the ring. RFK Jr., of course, has thrown his hat in the ring. He is campaigning out there. He's not. I don't think he's campaigning as a nuisance campaign. At least from his perspective, he's not. And it might be such that the success of RFK Jr.'s campaign might just entice others to think that, well, there's something happening here. Something is afoot. No pun intended here. Now, something is afoot. You know, Joe Biden, we think, and the captain even mentioned, you know, tripped over his own feet. That was my estimation as well. There was nothing there for him to trip over. Then later on, he went going back into the White House, and they said, "How are you feeling?" He said, "You know, well, I got sandbagged." He sort of yelled from across the way to the reporters. I don't know what he means by that, but it's definitely there's nothing there for him to trip on. But it is unfortunate. And here's the thing. So many Americans have an elderly, perhaps a grandparent, who may exhibit some of the same things that Joe Biden does, and even just folks who are getting a little bit older. And by the way, it's not my thought that age in and of itself is a factor, because people do age differently. Joe Biden seems to be suffering from some other afflictions that he's getting in his older years. But I think that's at the heart of the matter. What is it that he's really suffering from? I think that's a fair question. I think voters can ask that question. But of course, we'll never really know for sure. I'm sure for quite some time, but it is hard to hide. And that's what happened at the Air Force Academy. It's very hard, very difficult to hide. So I think it will affect things, and we'll see sort of where it goes from there. But as we mentioned, of course, you've got DeSantis out there, and he actually commented as well on Joe Biden's trip where he took that fall. And I thought it was good that he did. And just as we always should say, and I'm a big believer in this, I'm glad Joe Biden didn't get hurt when he fell down. Because I think people look at that and they say, well, that could be my grandfather, you know, somebody of that age, somebody who's suffering maybe from some of these same things. And that's just human nature. You want somebody to be okay. Let's listen and hear what Governor Ron DeSantis said in New Hampshire about the president falling down at the Air Force Academy.
Our great American comeback will begin when we send Joe Biden back to his basement in Delaware. He spends a lot of his time as president on vacation. We might as well make it permanent, and we will get that done. Now, he did see, I think a lot of people saw, he had a fall at this Air Force event. And, you know, I don't know if he sustained injuries, but I just want to say that we hope and wish Joe Biden a swift recovery from any injuries he may have sustained. But we also wish the United States of America a swift recovery from the injuries it has sustained because of Joe Biden and his policies.
and they seem to like that comparison. I think it's an apt comparison because, and again, I agree with the governor. We hope that he didn't sustain any injuries, obviously. But the injuries that the Biden policies have wrought upon the American people and our economy, our state of affairs in the world, our place in the world. I mean, at what point, okay, at what point does China have the ability now to step in and try to appear that it is going to be the global leader, or it's trying to make inroads to that effect? And they're doing that because there's the vacuum. There's the lack of leadership or leading from behind. And all this happens because you have Joe Biden, who's a very weak leader, and I hate to say that, because obviously the American president, whomever they may be, needs to be able to be strong. We need to be able to project that strength to our friends and our foes alike. But this is just getting out of hand. It's ridiculous. And by the way, you ask me this question, or I'll ask you this question. By the way, you can call up 949-629-3212 and answer this question. You know, I thought the whole point of Joe Biden getting elected president was that the adults were going to be in the room. Here come the adults, and they all know how to work things, and they understand the system, and it's going to be better, and we're going to get things done around the world, and it's all going to be better because Trump is somewhere out in the ether somewhere, and we just can't have this anymore. In fact, who was it? Comey? Comey was saying somehow that if Trump is some kind of existential threat to the United States. I mean, that's pretty rich, isn't it? I don't know. I don't think it was Trump who kind of started to weaponize the governmental agencies and this kind of thing. In fact, the reason they even say stuff like that, and DeSantis is getting his share, right, too. I mean, they're calling him a little Mussolini and this kind of thing. And that's because, I'll tell you why, folks. That's because they got nothing. They got nothing. They can't really go against the idea of success. They can't go against the idea of empowering the American people, of empowering the individual, in the sense that you create those avenues of opportunity. You create that atmosphere where people can be successful, where they feel like they can do things like go start a business or do something else to advance their lives or their careers. They get confidence. This is why the Democrats want to go against the work requirements that were talked about with this debt ceiling bill, because they don't want people to figure this kind of stuff out. But we know it, and you know it, and we all know what it means, what it takes to be successful. It takes hard work, and hard work actually makes you feel like you've accomplished something. They don't want that. They want you to be dependent. That's right. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Lots more on the other side of this break.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Jeff. Appreciate that very, very much. And you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here this morning as we roll across your radio dial. And right now, of course, we're getting ready for our second Trucker Highway and Byway Report, as you just heard Jeff tell you, a 2:45 and 3:45 each morning here on the program. And we're going to continue to take a look here and see what we've got on our radar map. We've got a lot of rain to tell you about. We're going to start again up in Big Sky Country, Montana. And this up in the northeastern part of Montana near Glasgow, that's up on U.S. Highway 2, and then stretching over to Malta, you've got bands of moderate to heavy rain. The moderate and heavy rain's mostly going to be east now of Glasgow as you head over towards Malta, but it's also going to extend both northward, eastward, up into Canada, and then southwestward down through central Montana. And now you've you're in the area of Harleton or Roundup or Winnett,
You've got all kinds of rain in that area. Billings, Montana, right now. If you're on the road on I-90 heading, say, from Laurel over towards Billings, you've got rain. This is going to be with you a little bit more as you head up the road a little bit. But then it's going to break for a little while. And then if you're in the area of Hysham at this moment in time, you've got some rain coming across the roadway across I-90 right there, according to the radar map. Now, from Billings down southward up into northern Wyoming, you've got rain that's just now starting to skirt Cody right there, or is currently skirting around Cody, Wyoming. Also, Sheridan, if you're on your way down I-90 towards Sheridan, you've got rain all the way, it looks like, from about Gary Owen all the way down towards Sheridan right now. So do be aware of that. Then also over in western Wyoming, we've got some rain and snow on the radar map, and that's going to, looks like it's going to be in some of the mountainous areas. But if you're in Dubois, down towards Pinedale, you definitely have some rain to deal with as well. Then we're heading on over Casper. Looks pretty clear. Cheyenne, no rain happening there right now. But down I-25, north of Denver, now this is in Aaron country, listening on 710 KNUS, you've got rain just to the north of Denver and then just east of Denver right now. But as you head out I-70 down over towards Georgetown, you might even get some rain and snow mixed into your drive. Then over towards Glenwood Springs, rain through over towards Parachute and sort of scattered as you go down towards Grand Junction. And then just a little bit as you head over the border into Utah. So do be aware of that. Now, southern Colorado, I-25, right there near the border, near Trinidad, as you head on down I-25, you've got rain. You've also got rain heading over towards Des Moines, and that is going to be Highway 64, again, Des Moines, New Mexico. That's not Dumaine, Des Moines, Iowa. And then northern Texas, up near Dalhart, you've got moderate to heavy rain showing up there on the radar map right now, so be careful. And then central southern Kansas, Kingman, Hutchinson, Great Bend, St. John, you definitely have a lot of rain coming across that area there, especially if you're on U.S. Highway 54. So be careful on your way to Wichita if you're heading east over towards Wichita there. Then that sort of rounds it out for what we're really seeing with the rain. Now, of course, we do have that tropical depression that's building up in the Gulf of Mexico right now, just off the west coast of Florida. So we talked about that a little bit earlier. If it develops into a tropical storm, an actual tropical storm, it will be named Arlene, I believe. So we'll keep watching that and let you know if we see any significant changes. But it could be a pretty big gully washer. I don't know. I was in Tampa last week. We had a couple of really good gully washers, so I don't know how much more gully washer-esque it could be, but obviously with this kind of thing happening out in the Gulf, it would be a lot more. Of course, I'm being a little facetious, but yeah, there was a lot of rain in Tampa that I experienced, but it was a lot of fun because it rained for a little while and then the sun comes out and it's a beautiful day again. So I'll take it. That was a lot of fun. All right. Well, folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you each morning here on the Captain's Merit, the Third Watch radio program, by the good people over at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. They would love to have you stop on in because they want to be your oasis out there on the road, and they want you to come on in. They want you to join the My Rewards Plus app because when you do, you're going to get great offers. You're going to save money. You're going to earn points, and you're going to be able to access great things about all their amenities, including reserving your parking space for your rig ahead of time. And that's really cool because, number one, you get to reserve your parking space. Number two, you get to start earning bonus points on that kind of stuff as well, in addition to the other points that you would normally earn as being a member of the My Rewards Plus. Then you can also save 10% or 10 cents, rather, a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Center for a special as you say hello to summer savings. You can do that simply by texting the word SAVE10, that's S-A-V-E, the number 1, the number 0, to 26494. That's SAVE10 to 26494, and you follow the instructions after that. Put in your information at the pump, your My Rewards number, your payment, and then you're off to the races, saving 10 cents a gallon. So that is a great deal in and of itself. And I think we're going to head on over to the telephone line right now. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com joining us. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. And it is quite a day. It's been quite the last 24 hours have really been something, because we've seen this debt deal not only pass through the House, but also now is passed the Senate. And, you know, and you were telling us this time yesterday, you know, about possible amendments. And it looks like they didn't go through that, because obviously they wouldn't have had enough time to pass this thing if they actually did that.
Well, correct. But given that there could have possibly have been a list of amendments, don't think that those amendments won't show up in appropriation someplace.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's, as I said yesterday, that's when the real work, the hard work's going to happen, is how government is going to spend this money. Where it, you know, they may go to these agencies, but they're going to measure and limit how that money is spent.
Well, exactly right. And hopefully, you know, once it does get to that point, that it will go smoothly. But, you know, I noticed, Denise, that some 41 Republicans in the Senate voted against this. And, of course, our old friend Bernie Sanders, he also voted no, and no surprise there. But 41 Republicans.
Yes. And I think 4 Democrats voted no.
That's right. That's exactly right. 4 Democrats as well.
Yep.
But now, of course, how does this affect everything moving forward in terms of what the constituencies are going to expect of their senator, for example, or even their member of the House? Because it seems like, even though there was a lot of criticism of this deal, and a lot of people didn't want it to go through, but that it seemed like the consensus was to make it go through. So where do these 41 senators now? Where do they lie? Are they going to be in good places? Or are they somehow now going to struggle a little bit?
No, I don't think they'll struggle. I don't think they'll struggle at all when you know, their own constituents will necessarily understand the issues with this bill. I mean, there are good and bad things that are in this. I mean, that's an undisputed fact. I'm pleased that they cut the permitting time down on trying to get some infrastructure things done, from, you know, having to do all these studies and, you know, going back and forth. I mean, some things that, you know, you want to do to upgrade the electric grid or build pipelines or roads, you know, they do 5-year studies and whatnot. We don't need all that.
Yes, exactly right. A lot of waste that goes on in these things, that's for sure. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hold on the telephone line. Denise is going to be back with us here right at the top of the hour. We'll get your top of the hour news, and then we will be right back after that. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, Friday edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Was there really any doubt?
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE
offer a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.